Everybody, welcome back to an all-new comedy at the Carlson Cast. You can get more information at carlsoncast.com. Our special guest this week, favorite of ours, it's Mr. Mike Dambra. There he is. Look at that guy. And now it's your host, Rochester's second favorite pickle. It's Vinny Paulino, everybody.
They call me the dill, baby.
Gosh.
The big dill.
No. No one's ever called you that.
No.
That's never happened.
And I really don't like pickles, to be honest with you.
I'm almost afraid of pickles, to be honest.
Is it because they're so low in calories?
I hate them so much.
Yeah, I'm terrified. I'm terrified of the healthy choices.
He's 5 milligrams of sodium from death at any point, so he's got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, man. I walk a fine line, razor fine. Yeah. Welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I'm Vinny Paulino, your host. Sitting next to me, as always, is my good friend, Mr. Brian Ball.
I got a good friend today. I didn't get a kick in the dick. That's good.
We'll save him for later. Dambra's coming. Ross is hanging out with us. He's going to do stand-up news with us later. He's on the couch. And Cam, what are you doing back there, Mr. Cameron?
Hanging out.
Okay, cool. Well, you do have a camera. I was just trying to get everybody in the show slightly included a little bit.
Yeah, what's up? I'll let everybody
just say hello.
Hey, how we doing today?
There you go.
Hey,
there, person. There you go. All right, back to me. No more of you.
The beard of Cam.
Yep.
So much to talk about. So much to talk about at the opening of today's show. How about we start off with the fact that, show my computer, Cam, we have a brand new funniest person in Rochester, Mr. Sean
Day.
My hat is off to you, sir. Not only did Sean Day walk out with $1,000, he also walked out with this lovely photograph of him that I took. Isn't it great?
Yeah, and mouth gaping open.
Yeah, I mean, that's the look of a winner. That's the look of a winner.
He's as shocked as we all were.
Yes. The crowd is like, him? No. Congratulations, Sean. You did a great job. 87 contestants, one winner. He's the guy. So hopefully we'll get Sean here on a Friday morning soon. We'll have a chat with him.
So he gets what now? $10,000 and a lifetime supply of cosmetics? Was that the price? I forgot.
No, that's a different pageant.
Yeah. Completely different pageant. All right. Now,
no
Brian and I
around.
We're excited. We have to plug this because Brian and I are doing something we don't normally do apart from every Friday morning. We're doing a show together.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah, with our good friend, past guest Tommy Bechtold in the Rickles Room tomorrow night with Tom Malloy. Tommy Bechtold and Tom Malloy, the TNT show. There's two shows. There's a 7 o'clock and a 9:30, I believe. You can join us, and Brian's going to be emceeing. I'm going to be doing a little bit of feature work, and Tommy are two very funny guys.
Yeah, and I'll be your lovely host for the evening.
I already said that.
I know.
Take your pills.
I wanted to call myself lovely.
Sounds like if you
it's
like
my
white
daily
dudes,
affirmation.
This is the show for you.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Also, let's change gears and let's talk about another show that's going to happen next weekend that I really have to plug. Because another dear friend of mine is sticking into the Comedy at the Carlson for the very first time, Chris Jones. Do you guys know about Chris Jones?
The hypnotic Chris Jones.
The hypnotist.
Chris Jones is one College Performer of the Year for his stage act, doing hypnosis. Mm-hmm. He's been on America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
He successfully hypnotized Howie Mandel into shaking hands with people.
Yeah.
The notorious germaphobe. It's an amazing segment if you haven't seen it. There's a YouTube link to it on the Comedy at the Carlson page. But Chris is amazing. People go out in the audience, man. I've sat there through his shows and watched it. People just sitting there in the back just like zonk out. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
So if you've never been to a hypnotist show, this is probably the coolest one you're going to find.
Yeah.
For a while. And that's next Friday night in the Rickles Room. Then, next Saturday night, I'm very excited because we're welcoming back a friend, and we're going to do a special episode of the Carlson Cast with him next week. Mr. Dalton Castle.
Boys Night Out 2.
Boys Night Out 2 in the Rickles Room. July 27th, Saturday night. Tickets are only $15. And Ring of Honor heavyweight champion Matt Taven is going to be there as well. Woo. And we are going to have a good old time. It's a multimedia show. There's clips. It's very funny. There's stand-up. Our pal Mark Myra is going to be there too. So you can get your tickets right now at carlsoncomedy.com. Are you guys done plugging shows with me? Because I'm done talking about them.
I was just sitting here waiting for you to be done, honestly.
That's what makes you a great co-host. Not adding to the conversation or helping me go through any of this. It's just you sitting there.
I added the conversation to the one that I was on.
I mean, in fairness, the audience.
All you've done this morning was interrupt me to call yourself beautiful.
Are you reiterating?
Do you realize this? This is all
lovely.
Lovely.
Well, Brian's sitting in for the audience, who also is just sitting there waiting for this to be done, so it's fine.
Good stuff. Good stuff. We're going to be back with Mike Danbro right after these words from our sponsors.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Today, I want to say thanks to our great friends. How about Chef Joe over at Sapori Cafe and Catering? They're located inside of the Powers Building atrium downtown and have the best lunch specials you're going to find in Rochester. And to top it off, they can cater your very own special event. Visit at Sapori Rochester on Instagram and find them on Facebook for more information. You could also check out our good friends over at Three Heads Brewing. Jeff and the boys over there make the finest beers you're going to find this side of the Genesee River. And they also have an amazing, amazing brewery with live music just about every night of the week. Check out threeheadsbrewing.com for more information there. And we also want to say thanks to our friends at Iron Smoke Whiskey. Always remember to drink responsibly, but they make delicious stuff. They make Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey and a traditional Applewood Smoked Whiskey. Visit ironsmokewhiskey.com or you can visit their tasting room on Parse Avenue in Fairport. So, thanks, sponsors. Now it's time for a show.
Everybody, check out our upcoming schedule here at Comedy at the Carlson. We have Mike Danbro this very weekend, July 18th through the 20th. Pat McGann coming up July 25th through the 27th. The Hypnotic Chris Jones, one night only on July 26th. Dalton Castle, one night only on July 27th. He's got feathers behind him. Bobby Collins, August 2nd and 3rd. We have Joe DeRosa, August 8th through 10th. Very excited about that one. And August 15th through 17th is Thea Vidal. And Pete Davidson, one night only on August 17th. He can't come. It's already sold out. Sorry. Ron Funches, September 5th through 7th. And the hilarious, hilarious Harlan Williams, September 12th through the 14th. And Sashir Zameda, October 17th through the 19th. November 21st through 23rd, Vicky Barbalak. Pete Corelli, December 12th through the 14th. If you need tickets, call 5854-COMEDY or visit carlsoncomedy.com. We will see you at the show.
We are live. Mike Danbro is joining us for the third time. Mike Danbro's back.
Is it three times?
Three times.
The charm, my friend.
We keep changing the locks, and you keep figuring it out.
I don't know. I don't. I keep not answering the phone. You keep calling. Then who else has done it more than me? Who
nobody.
Else?
Nobody. Nobody. You're our Tom Hanks.
No, come on.
You yeah. are.
Yeah.
Hasn't Preacher, whatever his name is, done it more?
No. Oh, he'll never do it again. He's too big.
No, yeah.
Really?
No, that's not necessarily true. He was sold out.
I know. He's coming to Edmonton. He's already sold out. We're already adding shows.
Yeah.
He is the nicest person in the world. There's no shade.
He's very, very
there
nice
is
man.
Not a person that has a bad word to say about that
no,
guy.
No, he's a great man.
Because there isn't
God
one
bless
to say.
Him. I haven't had the pleasure.
What do you think he's really up to?
I don't know. Something.
He's just, exactly.
There's kids in his basement or something. There's
he's living on souls.
There's definitely a van with no windows in his life, without a doubt.
Are you saying he's like Epstein it up?
There's something going on. There's no way. No one's that.
Yeah, no one's that perfect.
Nobody.
Yeah.
That's what they said about Cosby.
I know.
He's a shining example of humanity.
He really is, though. Preacher Lawson's a great guy.
God bless.
If I find out Preacher Lawson is up to something, my faith in humanity is going to be destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out on the human race.
I'd walk into the sea.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure serving with you all. As I just walk into Lake Ontario slowly.
Yeah, but Vinny, you'd float. What's the point?
Not in that lake. I'd start getting disintegrated like
the
Terminator.
The lake would eat you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what it did to the fish.
Should we start with my mother story, or do you want to wait?
Well, when you bring it up like that, do I have a choice?
You do. It's your podcast. It's your show.
Well, today it is your show, my friend, because...
It's not my show.
It's always your show when you're here.
Not my show.
Mike Danbro?
What?
Brian pissed off your mom?
Yes.
I did piss off his mother.
Which is so funny, because my mother, she just had emergency hip replacement, so...
She had nothing better to do than be
no,
mad
I was
at
hoping
me.
She was very medicated, you know what I mean?
Medicated. Again with the shit-talking shit about, what is he doing? Why are you so stupid?
So Brian writes that I'm coming back, and Brian writes and says, you're bringing that smart mouth kid of yours, right? My mother writes, excuse me? Because my mother is famous. She dressed down Steve Burr one time to the point where Steve
never
deleted me off of Facebook. He's a open micer.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, I write my mother and say, Mom, they did a trivia contest and Grace won.
Yeah.
So my mother calls me. And my mother goes, do you mean the last time you were here? And I go, yeah. And she goes, that fucking idiot doesn't know it was set up. It was a joke.
Yes, and so was what I said was
no,
a joke.
The contest was a fucking setup and a joke.
It wasn't a joke, though. She legitimately beat me.
No, dummy. She didn't. It was a fucking setup, and we haven't told you for a year.
Oh, man. I thought I really lost.
And even my mother knew.
I thought I really lost. I've had all this hatred towards your daughter for a year.
No, you know what the good part about that was, though, is because we set it up, and then Vinny didn't have the questions until the night before. And he goes, you know what? Give them to her, and we'll just do the best we can, right? And this kid took them and memorized them on the ride over.
Brian, you didn't think it was weird that how old was she? Nine?
She no, she was eight last year.
Eight.
She's just very smart. So,
she is very smart.
She knew Latin, Brian?
Yeah, she knew Latin. She knew Latin.
I don't know.
It's so hilarious. There were times that if you watch, I was poking her because she jumped in too soon with the answer because she was ready to jump, and I was poking her like, will you wait, please, just wait.
I've hated your daughter for an entire year, and now I feel very bad about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you should have just hated me more.
I thought you knew.
I had no idea.
No, he had no idea.
I told
Vinny, I go, I'm telling his story. I have to tell this because it's hilarious. That he still doesn't know. And Vinny goes, do we have to tell him? I go, it's the best wrap-up I could think of.
I really would have just preferred to let him keep thinking that he lost.
That's what Vinny says. Vinny goes, can you just let him think it forever? And I go, forever? He goes, yes, forever. For the rest of his life, forever.
Conversation.
Damn it.
Well, listen, pal.
Hilarious.
It was for the show, and it was hilarious.
But she did impress me, because she gets out of the car, and we're with Mark, and Mark goes, honey, which questions did you learn? And she goes through all of them. This. So she memorized the whole list in 10 minutes.
Well, I'm glad she learned something.
Yes. She learned how easily you are duped.
Yes. And the thing about it was, like, the last question was, like, what is Greek for let the buyer beware?
Yeah.
And she knew Greek, Brian, and you
She
still
jumped off the couch with that answer.
And you didn't, and nothing in you said...
No.
Wow, that was the greatest.
No,
it was the greatest.
Wow.
You don't know how many times I've tried to tell you, and he jumped in and said, "Don't you
I
dare!"
Find children intimidating.
Do you?
Yeah. So I like mine. Other people's kids make me nervous. So I think I just assumed she was one of these young savants that's gonna
come up and take my job someday. There's just no way. Yeah. Anyways, there you go. So
wow, man.
But,
just wow.
But in fairness, I did not reply to your mother. I did not engage. I just let it go. But I wanted to reply. Well, it's just a fact. She is a smart mouthed little girl.
My mother. my mother's very protective of his granddaughter. Yeah.
She should be. I mean. She comes on shows. She tours around the country with you.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, she should be protective. Somebody needs to be.
That's right. Because
yeah.
I just toss her in the car. Let's go.
Now, you've been all over the place. You had an injury last year.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to you? You got hurt.
The dog jumped. The dog was looking out the window, and I never sit on the couch till nighttime. And this day, for some reason, I go, I'm going to relax and read a book. And Gracie was Skyping somebody and screamed. He was looking out the window, and he just turned around because he's very protective. And 90 pounds of dog landed where 90 pounds of dog should not have landed.
Oh, no.
Paws first, took me out. So I called the doctor, and I'm like, this is extreme pain. And the doctor's like, muscle puller, you're fine. And then I went in, and I go, no, seriously, this isn't fine. And he goes, okay, well, we'll send you for an ultrasound. We'll let you know, but I'm telling you, it's just a muscle pull. There's nothing he could have done to you. And he tore the abdominal wall during the ultrasound. The guy that's doing it goes, can you sit right here? I'm going to call your doctor. We'll be right back.
Wow.
So they scheduled the surgery, and because it's Canada.
So many people are right. The Canadian medical system does half suck.
I'm telling you. Because it's free, everyone goes, right?
Everybody's getting their abdominal wall sewn.
Everybody
right
goes. So they put you in this line, and right now, just Edmonton alone is 59,000 surgeries behind. So I had to wait almost 16 months to get this surgery. And they take me in, but it's like fast food. They roll you in. They tell you, you're out in 2 hours. You're home. And they just send you home with pain pills. So I was going to go to sleep, and it was just me and her. I sent everybody home. I'm good. I'm going to sleep. And the dog woke me up howling. He had literally ripped through the sheets, pulling at the sheets. And I'm like, oh, crap, I went to bed. I forgot to let him out. He thinks he's in trouble. I go, it's okay, buddy. And I pull back the sheets. And Godfather without the horse head, the middle incision had burst. The more nervous I got, the more it was pumping. I had to wake her up, call 911.
This went to a place I didn't want it to go.
Yeah, and literally at the hospital, here's Canadian healthcare system. We get to the emergency room, and I didn't go. They said go to the closest one. And we get there, and the lady goes, yup, that definitely needs to be looked at. Keep the pressure on it. You have a four-hour wait, she says. I go, 4 hour wait. I'm bleeding out here. She goes, oh, yeah, definitely. But we got to find your doctor.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're going to die. But just
back
sit here
into,
for a second.
Sweet, sweet, agreeable, do nothing Canadian nurses.
Back into a cab into the hospital where I had the surgery, and they took me right in. So
I'm sure the cabbie loved you.
Towels and t-shirts. Just, yeah, nightmare. So the doctor said, you have to take 8 weeks off. It was supposed to be 5 to 10 days. And I go, I'm a comic. You can't.
Yeah, it's
he
hard.
Goes, oh, well, let's claim disability on where you work. How did I get a hernia? Lifting the microphone? Where did that happen? So I just went. I took the 10 days that I was supposed to take, and I went back on the road.
I was carrying that crowd so hard, busted open.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So,
Mike,
yeah.
I'm happy that you're doing better, dude, but that's like an awful story.
I'm sure it was a horrible story. I'm sure everyone was very apologetic about it, though. It was in
they
Canada.
Call you. They call
I'm
you.
Sorry. I'm yeah. sorry.
Because there's no, I didn't know there's no malpractice in Canada.
That's probably true because the government. You
it's
know.
All free. Yeah. They cover it. There's no malpractice. So the surgeon called me. I'm so sorry there was complications. We're really sorry.
Yeah.
Are you?
So, do they go, sorry about that, bud.
Yeah, and that's it, though. But that's
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry.
Come back in 8 weeks, and we'll check you out. Good luck. That was it.
Well.
Wow.
So because of how you sit in the car when you travel, that's what it kept getting worse, right? So
jeez, man.
You sit there and you're trying to heal, and every time you go on a gig, even a couple hours away, you get out, you can hardly walk.
Yeah.
So
you sit and there you had and to explain to everybody, my dog blew up my nuts.
That's why my last three promo pictures, I'm leaning on a stool. I got a hand on a stool and I'm leaning. Everybody's calling me going, when'd you get so cocky? I go, what are you talking about? Here, you're leaning against a wall at this club. I go, I can't fucking stand you, asshole.
I'm looking that up. I want to see your promo pictures now. I want to see how much pain you were in.
See if you can see any blood trickling down his leg.
Hey, Brian, Mike brought me a really cool gift when he came.
Yeah.
The other day I saw Mike for because he was the
now I'm gun shy. I think it's another prank.
No, I got this cool gift.
This one's actually real.
Yep, it's a cool gift. This is why Mike Danvers is the coolest. I got me a little Hacksaw Jim Duggan card autographed.
Ho.
So my question is, you really couldn't have get him just to sign a 2x4 for me, dude? What the hell? A
nope.
playing card?
Because every day they had to go to a Home Depot and get them cut and carry them. So his wife was slightly protective
of the 2x4s.
Yeah,
just from a logistical standpoint.
Yeah, she was the devil. She was the devil.
Yeah,
his wife's the devil.
She was the most. He was the most laid back, nicest, friendliest. You want to talk wrestling? I'll tell you stories. Or do you have questions? He was that guy.
Right,
just the best. And he's best friends with Jake. They stood up in each other's weddings. So Jake said, if you ever go out west, work with this guy that I worked with.
Right.
It's she was just everything was. You don't know how to load a luggage cart. You don't know how to load a car. When are we getting there? Why haven't you called me? Where's my itinerary? She was that. And it was only 3 days. And the end of day one, I called the guy that recommended me, and I go, I will kill your family. I can't take it. She loved. They loved her, right? I mean, she was super nice to her. But even at the end of the whole stretch, she took me aside and said, in front of the last manager of the place we played, Jim and I are very concerned about you bringing grace in your language on stage and how you act. I'm like, but I'm not that way off stage. She goes,
Hacksaw
right.
Hacksaw's wife had to have a conversation with you about your parenting.
Yep. Yep. So.
I don't think you're raising that girl right.
I know.
So. The freaking refrigerator standing there telling you to treat your kid better.
So you're the only one I could think of besides myself that would appreciate that. So he signed stuff for Grace, and everything he signed, he had a pile, was to Gracie, to Grace, your friend Jim, everything he signed. She got at least five things. And so I had the trading cards. I had three trading cards, and I had a box set, the Mid-South Wrestling box
set. Oh, dope. Yeah.
So he goes, okay, which one is yours? I go, well, they're all mine, but I have another buddy. And he goes, okay. And he signed the box set, and he pushed it to me, and he signed the card. He goes, and that's for your buddy. I go, can I get the names on there? He goes, I already signed them. Okay.
With those big banana fingers he probably has?
Yeah.
So you also had to drive around Jake the Snake.
I lived with Jake for 10 days. Ooh. Right after the special hit Netflix.
Right.
They brought him to the house, and I come around the corner, and I was starstruck, and then 5 minutes later, I wanted to choke him.
And you know you couldn't.
Because he wasn't what the Netflix special put him out to be by the end. It wasn't that. He was still having some problems on certain days.
Mm.
And so they basically said babysit him.
Yeah.
No, he's not my responsibility. So there were days when he was the greatest guy on earth, and there were days that he was going to fight you to get out of that house to do what he had to do.
And if Jake the Snake is that upset, you let him go.
That's what I said. Dude, go. I don't care. And Dallas Page would call every day to check on him. Where is he? I don't know. Coffee. Who knows?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
DDP's calling to check up, and you're just like, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care.
He's not a liar, Vinny. A liar. You're not going to lie to DDP.
No. The only person I would lie to is Brian for a year.
I met DDP last year.
Yeah.
And, let me tell you how the conversation went. If I see him again, he's going to be at a thing I'm going to be at in Chicago. If I run into him, I'll tell him hello for you.
All right, you do that.
I will. He'll go, who?
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Totally. You have to say the guys that promoted in the East, and then he'll know.
Okay. So, hey, DDP, nice to meet you. How you doing, man? Nice to meet you, too. Hey, listen, buddy, you seem like a nice guy, but you know what would really help you? And he pulls out a card and he gives me a free 30 days to DDP yoga.
Are you serious?
Within 30 seconds of meeting him.
What? And he was in the mid-downward dog when you walked up and said hello to him.
That was his concern. His concern
was here you are, fatty.
Yeah, don't ruin the reputation of DDP yoga was his concern with Jake. You want to keep it under the table, do what you got to do. Don't go out in public and be stumbling around. But the other side of that coin, that was right after the custody case, and that was the first time I had to leave Grace with a nanny, right? And Jake took time.
Are you telling me this is like, what was that Hulk Hogan nanny movie?
Oh, yeah.
The sequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sequel, Mr. Nanny. Jake the Snake and Gracie.
I've got Hulk Hogan back watching my kid.
He took the time. He sat in the car. He insisted, and he made a video for her, and he said, this is your Uncle Jake. And I know you're having a hard time right now and you have any problems. I got your back. You let me know. You give me a call. And he sent it to her. So she was five at the time. She put on a dress and she made a video back and thank you, Uncle Jake, and I love you. And he watched it and he started crying. He goes, I can't do this today. And he walked away.
Aw.
And then within 10 minutes, he had a fentanyl patch on his arm.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, that'll make you feel better. I was thinking it'd be really funny if, like, you just left Gracie with Jake.
Oh my God!
That would be the sequel to Mr. Nanny or whatever it was. It would just be Jake the Snake.
That would really.
How fast would I have lost custody on that?
That would really piss off Hacksaw's wife.
I know. So yeah.
So Hacksaw's wife's the one who pulls you aside to tell you you're unfit.
Yes.
Okay. And Hacksaw was just like,
"Hey, buddy, take care, buddy.
Heyo,
give me a hug, buddy." Yeah.
God.
Laid back, nicest guy.
You have a weird life, Mike Dambra. Dogs are blowing up your nuts. Professional wrestlers are boarding or squatting in your house.
You get a house in Kingston when you work Absolute, and that's where he came to, and we stayed there for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have him in my house. Are you kidding
me? You don't think so?
No.
What, you got a lot of nice shit he can sell?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay. Now, been doing festivals.
We're sorry, Jake, if you're watching.
Festivals this year. I got to do both. There's two festivals in Calgary, and obviously, the way comedy is, they're like, you do one, you can't do the other. And I was lucky enough, I got to do both this year. I got picked to do both, so...
Did they have both. Pity on you because of your nuts?
No. No one cares about my nuts.
I care about
we your care
nuts.
About
you don't.
Nuts.
You don't. You know you don't.
We care.
Vinny, you didn't care till I gave you that fucking card.
And I won't care after you
That's
leave.
That's right.
But
that card disappears. You won't even answer my messages.
I care, I care a bit less now after I found out about the lie. I will admit that.
Yeah, I do the Edmonton one for the sixth straight year. I do Edmonton. And the week before I came here, we did the Saskatchewan one, the Great Plains Festival. So, nice. Yeah, a lot of festivals. You just do 15 minutes, you go venue to venue, and it's stupid oil money is what they pay you. So,
well, tell me something interesting that's going on with you, because we've talked, this is your third appearance on the show, and I'm going to need you to entertain me at this point.
Something interesting that's going on with me?
Tell me something interesting, Dan. Yeah.
I tried dating. I know. See the stunned look on your face?
You tried dating. That implies you were not successful at it.
He couldn't that find, implies he couldn't that at my place. Age, not a good idea.
What'd you do, the Tinder?
No, I tried plenty of fish. I didn't do the Tinder.
Okay, so you
I'm a little picky. They all swiped one way. I hated all of them. I tried the plenty of fish, and no,
is it
not good?
Is plenty of fish the Christian one?
No, that's Christian Mingle.
You should
Mingle.
Try the Christian Mingle. Okay. You should try that.
Why would I? And then what? Bring her to my show?
Dude, number one, listen. No, that's the thing. You're like the puppy she wants to rescue.
Yeah, no. I'm the puppy that will bite her.
Probably. Not,
how long have you
guys
been married?
Only if it's consensual.
You guys have been married a long time.
I've been married 10 years.
Six. This time.
See, but a long time.
I didn't even know what Tinder was. Somebody explained it to me.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So imagine if that ended and you had to go back into the dating pool.
That happened right at the end, like right before I met
this one,
but yeah, I was right this at the beginning of that. So I went out on two internet dates. Awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
Awful.
It's horrible.
Okay, hold on. So you're on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
You have to do a profile about yourself.
Yes.
What did your profile say?
I'm Gracie's dad. That's it.
With a headshot.
No, because that's just it. I don't.
Who are you trying to lure?
Everyone else is. I've always met after a show. I've never met anyone.
Yeah.
Outside of comedy that I've ever dated, ever.
Okay.
So I said, let's try something different. No, it's a freak show.
So all your thing said was, I'm Gracie's dad.
Yeah.
And so people, women corresponded with you.
Yeah.
How many dates did you go out on, actually?
Two or three. One sent a vagina picture.
Immediately?
Yeah, like immediately. It looked like the monster that tried to eat the kids in Stranger Things season one. That was a Demogorgon right there.
Yes, it was.
And I'm like, what is that? And then I realized what it was. And I'm like,
it's never good when your first reaction is, what is that?
Yeah.
Do you realize what, like, a primitive state we are now? That, like, before we actually meet someone, we're sending electronic photographs of our genitals to each other.
I know.
It's no better than like the baboons with the giant asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same
It's so
thing.
Bizarre to me. So, and then I went with one.
So where did you take her for your first date?
A pizza place for coffee and lunch.
Pizza Hut.
Boston Pizza. You guys don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah. Boston Pizza.
Right.
It was fine. And then the third time was right after the surgery. And this woman was classically late. And I says, I can't, because I can't stay long. Because she had done I baked lasagna and I made you cookies or whatever it was.
And I says, nice Italian lady.
This isn't a good idea. And I said, I have Grace with me and I have to go now. I can't wait for you any longer.
It sounds like he was going out on a blind date with my grandmother.
Yeah.
I made a lasagna and some cookies.
Yeah. Well, at my age, there's a good chance it was your grandmother. What does her vagina look like?
You ever see Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
That thing that ate Boba Fett.
All right. I'll show you the picture later. You tell me if it's a relative.
No, we're good.
So when these girls, like these ladies hit you up, they like send you private messages and then you have to decide if you want to meet.
Yeah.
How many messages would you say? You went out on two or three dates. How many messages did you just ignore?
Lots.
Yeah.
Like lots. And then there's that new Facebook app. Dating is on Facebook now.
No.
Yes. Yeah, you can tell someone you like them or something like that. Yeah.
So it's a new app on Facebook, and I got a lot of messages on there. So.
Really?
But once they find out, there was a good portion that, especially on Facebook, if you have mutual friends, they could find your profile.
Yeah.
And then once they found out I was a comic, it just turns into that. Oh, my God. And really? And you're traveling. Oh, really? Where are you going? And, hey, can I?
I could have one on the side then. You'll never be around.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
I don't think that's exactly what they're thinking. I think they're like, hey, can I go on a free trip with you?
Yep. It's going to be free. Everything's going to be free, and I get to see stuff. And, hey.
I'm with the comic. Nightclub. Listen, I feel like you probably should date. I feel like you probably should. Too. I think you have a lot to offer.
There was one here world last night. There was one here last night that I wanted to ask out, and if you knew who she was, you would laugh your ass off.
I have a pretty good idea. I know there's somebody you were crushing on.
Oh, no, that's not her.
No?
This is another one.
Really?
She used to be married to a, well, I guess you could say comedian.
Used to be married to a comedian.
Hmm.
Was it my ex-wife?
Was it Cam's ex-wife?
Yeah, so I don't know. What's her vagina look like?
How long you got?
It looks a lot like...
How long you got?
Do you have a marker?
Somebody get Cam a piece of paper and a pencil. Draw it.
Draw a vagina.
So, dating. I'm shocked by this. So, no success?
No. Well, no.
Has there been multiple dates? Have you like gone out like multiple times with the same person?
3 times was the most.
Yeah.
And by the 3rd time, I'm like, I can't. Because I'm going to hit
just like this episode. Just like this episode.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly like this episode. So, yeah. There was a lot of talking and it went nowhere.
No shit.
She was like, look, it's the 3rd time. You entertain me now. Yes. Same thing.
Yeah. Pretty much. I think that's going to be the rule. The 3rd time we have a comic and it's like, all right, go ahead.
What you got to do.
What do you want to talk about?
And I'm not around a lot. So to try and get to know somebody without letting them know you do stand up. It's I'm gone.
So you purposely have decided that stand-up is just you want it completely out of the equation. You don't want her to know about it.
Not until later, because...
But isn't their first question, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
So what do you say?
I don't know.
Just that?
I don't.
You just mumble and shake your head?
I don't talk
that
about
might,
it.
Wait, that might be why...
Don't talk about it.
It doesn't go well because you mumble and shake your head when they ask you what you do for a living.
Yeah. They immediately think drug dealer.
I know, probably.
Or unemployed.
Well, at my age, I could get away with retired. I could pass off retired.
Why not? That's good. That's good. You know why? Because then they're going to think like, oh, this guy worked hard as a pension. Yeah. And they don't know that you're like...
But that doesn't work because then if you're retired, you've got all the free time in the world. And I'm gone 2 weeks at a time, 3 weeks at a time. It just doesn't work.
Huh.
I've given up.
Can you say entertainment?
Just say like...
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you do. Tell her that you're stalking a famous celebrity for weeks at a time. I'm retired and I'm stalking Taylor Swift. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm following Natalie Portman around.
I had one that... walked in and didn't, there was a show, but it was like 4 hours later. So I figured I'll meet you at the same venue and she would never know, right?
Right.
And then she goes, and she started about, because there was a sign out front. Okay, well, we can talk now and maybe we can meet another time because there's a comedy show later and it's like this subculture that I'm not even interested in and these people. And she just went off on comedy and I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work.
Really?
Yeah, she went off.
Subculture?
That was her exact words. There's this subculture of people that do this that I can't.
People that like good things.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
She hated comedy.
What? Weird Canadian lady who hated comedy.
She was a pharmaceutical rep. So, I don't
know. She sounds like a... Why didn't you sit there and just ask her questions about that?
I did.
Yeah? What else did she tell you?
Not much. She was a pharmaceutical rep, so she traveled too. I thought it was a good idea.
But she hates comedy.
Oh, hates comedy.
But that's what I'm asking you. Why didn't you ask her why she hates comedy?
Nope.
The second somebody tells
you... He wasn't interested.
Because the second she tells me she tagged another comic, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know her or about it. I'm not spelunking any cave that another comic's already been in.
I had an affair with Jamie Lissau for 8 years.
I can't, right. I can't go there.
All right.
The name Liberto comes out. I can't
Don't tell anybody you know Danny. I don't.
Can't go in that cave.
No, he was one of our headliners for the contest this year.
I saw that.
Yeah, you were too. You did a great job.
That was
you
a fun night.
You apart did from do a very screwing good job.
Oh, thanks. And that was,
yeah, except for you tried to bail.
In the middle of the show.
Because I swear to God I saw him.
You saw another fat white guy that looked like me?
There's yeah. more than one, Vinny. Yeah, I know you like to take claim to it, but there's more than one of you.
You know, in fairness, I often think I see Vinny in dark corners as
see?
Well.
See? And it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't fit in corners.
And excuse me, but how many times did I said, listen to me, what's the least amount of time you want me to do or what am I looking at so I can gauge it? And you go, when I'm done counting.
I said, when I light you, I'll light you.
When I'm done counting, you said. And I says, okay. So at 20 minutes, I'm like, okay. Well, unless he's missing toes, he's done counting.
Nope. So there was 300 people or so in there, and I had to count each ballot with Rachel, my assistant for the evening, and
yeah,
Mark.
And my daughter, who said you were getting very frustrated.
Because let me tell you something. If there was ever a time where I was going to probably lose my mind, and I'm usually pretty calm, even keeled.
Yeah.
It was that night.
Oh, yeah.
The ballots were so high. Just a giant stack of these cards. And they're reading to me and I'm writing. And then the staff would stick their head in, like one of the servers coming in. Does anybody need anything in here? Oh. And I'm like, oh my God!
Yeah.
And I just started losing my mind. And then they closed the door. Then we thought we locked the door. Then the door just opens up again with another person. Anybody need anything in here? And I was going crazy.
Well, after you came out and I had to stay on, I started picking winners in the front row. I picked
that.
The guy and I go, you win. You win.
Yeah, he did.
You win.
It was
we've all been here too fucking long. Yeah. You won.
He goes, I'm just going to pick it. You won.
Just take the money. You'll never work here again anyways. Take the money. Go.
Oh, my God. That's funnier than you'll ever know. but the thing that was so frustrating was, like, I was back there and I'm doing that. And then, like, that happened twice. And then I hear you go, okay, everybody, thank you. Good night. And I'm, like, still got to stack this big. And I'm like,
that's
and
so
I go
funny.
Running out, like, what am I going to do? And Mark just goes, go, go, like the wind, like he was releasing me.
It was fine. It was fine. They clapped when I said I'm still here. They clapped. They were fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
It wasn't like we had to start over or anything. They rolled with it.
You should have just started at the beginning again.
I should have.
That would have been really funny.
But then I had to attack that poor woman again, not knowing.
So when you're in Rochester, you got big plans. What are you going to do this weekend? Well, you're here.
When we get here, it literally from the minute we arrive, it's nonstop seeing family. And my whole family's here. Everybody's here except my sister. So you got to see everybody. This one's now got, you know, Deanna King, her daughter, and Gracie are best friends. So it's family and meeting people. And like today was three promos today. And then literally we got to be at the country club by noon or whatever for manicures and pedicures and swimming. And
you're gonna go
not me I had the girls
okay
the lady me. I used to date runs the Midtown
oh yeah
athletic club or yeah. whatever. They do mani pedis there, and then Deanna takes them to the Rochester Country Club for swimming, and they go from there.
All
it's right. nonstop, and then we leave on Sunday, and I got 2 days to get to Phoenix, and we do Phoenix for 5 days.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, four more shows with Mike Dambra this weekend.
Are you guys stopping in and doing a spot? You never do a spot when I'm here, Vinny.
I know. You never invite me.
I know.
You get Wheels and Todd.
I did get Wheels and Todd.
Yes, you did.
What was I going to ask
Vinny.
For?
Didn't call Vinny.
Wheels and Todd Jr.? What's the point?
Which one's
he's
Wheels?
He's Todd Jr.
Which one's Wheels?
Which one's Wheels?
Yeah.
Todd Wheels.
Which one's funnier?
No, me.
Okay.
I think you know who's funnier, Mike.
No. I've never seen any of you do more than 2 minutes.
Baloney.
I haven't. Tell me when.
Didn't I work with you the last time?
I never have. What?
Didn't I work for you the last time you were here?
No. You refused. You said you were busy.
Oh, that's right. I said with that hack.
It's going to be real. It's gonna
son
be
of a bitch.
It's going to be really embarrassing.
I wasn't ready, Mike. I wasn't ready.
You aren't ready. You're not ready. At least Brian's headlining.
It's going to be embarrassing when we're here Saturday night and we don't go in and see a show.
Oh, I'll come to a spot Saturday night.
What are you doing? What's here Saturday?
We're doing the TNT shows in the Rickles room.
Yeah.
Brian and I are both on that.
What's the TNT shows?
Tom and Tom. Tommy Malloy and Tommy Bechtold they're both from L.A., originally from Rochester, and they're here doing two shows.
Okay.
So they're going to be in the Rickles. I'm going to be on that, and I'll gladly come and hang out and do a spot.
You guys aren't here tonight for the drag show?
I'm not here tonight for the drag show. I think Cam is, though. Cam and Ross are going to be here for that.
I will be here for that, actually.
You're here for the drag show?
He's competing.
Yes.
goes on here?
It's a great place. It's the greatest place on earth.
What the fuck goes on here?
Everybody's included. Everybody have come have fun.
Can we add that to the website promos, Todd, if you're watching this?
What the fuck goes on here? Me whispering? What the fuck goes on here? It's like a comedy orgy here. There's something weird in every room. It's just a clusterfuck of something going on.
You know, next weekend we got a hypnotist and a pro wrestler in there.
I think you mean that as an insult, but we take it as a compliment.
No, it's okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Mike Dammer, ladies and gentlemen, he's gonna be here four more shows this weekend. CarlsonComedy.com. We're gonna be back in just a minute with the news with Ross. Mike, it's always great having you in.
Thanks,
my
buddy.
Friend.
We'll see you.
We'll see you.
Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at CarlsonCast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit CarlsonCast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It is that segment of the show where Ross comes in and makes the rest of us look competent. Hey, Ross, how are you today?
There.
Hi.
It's time for the news.
This is the part of the show where Brian stops being the punching bag for 10 minutes and I take
over. It's my break time.
Fill in.
Brian, I like to think that this entire show is your break.
It is. If I had a more comfortable chair, this would be a really nice little time off from my life.
All right.
I wish you would take a time off from your life.
So speaking of beefs, I'm going to start out, there's a little, well, I don't know if it's a beef. It's a one-way beef right now. Maybe it'll turn into a bigger beef, and that'll give me news stories going forward, and that saves me time, so that's good. But, so.
Are you trying to stoke a fight?
I'm trying to stoke a fight. So Louis C.K., if you're watching, which I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
He gets very upset when he doesn't.
So Anthony Jeselnik was recently, he was doing a Q&A at the 92nd Street Y in New York. And he got talking about Louis C.K. And he had mentioned that, starts out perfectly fine. So I guess years ago, Louis C.K. would watch Jeselnik at the Comedy Cellar, and then would say to him, I guess this happened a couple times, I love watching you because I try to guess your punchline and I come up with my own that works, but it's different from yours.
I thought he would say, you want to see something?
That was
you want to be a star?
I want to be in comedy, but I didn't know it meant this, Mr. CK.
All you have to do is watch, Ross. All you have to do is watch. My question is this. Usually when I hear these stories, it goes into someone is about to accuse somebody of being a joke thief. Is this the road we're about to head down?
Stepping on my punchline, but yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
So Jeselnik had apparently said, like, at the time, he had been like, yeah, that's fine. Totally. Yeah, sure. What Anthony Jeselnik had not realized until recently was that Louis C.K. is apparently still doing those jokes where he had taken them and changed the punchline. So said, you know, see him later, and he's still doing the fucking jokes. So I guess there's...
Get dressed, Rost.
I see.
He's uncomfortable now.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, like you're just so you're making us uncomfortable because you're just fiddling with
it's just
your
awkward
shirt.
For everyone involved.
You're not finishing sentences. Yeah.
All these like, damned buttons.
I feel like he's sitting there trying to like
I don't have pants
like
on either,
living
so.
A dream that he's had.
Thank
like,
God.
He's just like it's finally happening.
Thank God he didn't
Cam
take
will
his
notice me.
Off.
Oh Lord!
It's called Spanx, you ancient piece of garbage.
So, Jeselnik's upset with Louis C.K.
I don't know if he's upset.
It's some shade.
It's some shade. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't quite like, you know, he's not looking for recompense or anything. But it's definitely some shade. So we'll see if anything else
from
comes
Louis
to this.
These days, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's spent all his recompense on.
Lawyers.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in the scope of Louis C.K., this is not, you know, Is this the worst thing anybody's ever said about him? I guess not. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, what else we have today?
Okay, so the rest of this is lighter stuff. No major deaths that I'm aware of this week. So, the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, their annual festival. They did their awards for the awards they do every year. So, Amanda Searles won Rising Comedy Star of the Year. Nick Kroll, Andrew Goldberg, Mark Levin, Jennifer Flackett won Comedy Writers of the Year for Big Mouth. And Kevin Hart won the big award for, he won the Generation Award, which is their biggest award, a title reserved for recognizing unparalleled contributions to the world of comedy by artists whose work paves the way for a new generation of comedians. So,
Generation Award?
And it's like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
It sounds like it should be sponsored by Pepsi.
Yeah.
It sounds like a...
Or the AARP, one or right. the other. Yeah.
It does sound a little bit like Brian's a we don't know what you're good at in particular, but...
At a much smaller ceremony somewhere in, like, Pomona Beach, Carl Reiner just got the same award, the Generational Award. Yeah. But I just feel like it's the kind of thing that they're giving out.
He lasted another generation. We got to give it to him.
Well, and it's probably... You know, the Montreal Just for Laughs not a small thing, but I also... Yeah, Jim Jeffries also got an award. It's a big festival, the point being... I don't know how much of these awards are, this is truly, we sat down and looked at every comedian, we figured out who the thing, versus like, okay, who's going to come, you know, who can we give an award to that'll come to our show?
Kevin Hart's going to come? What are we going to give him? He just looks at a can of Pepsi and he goes, I got it.
Generation
Award.
So that's it for that. Eddie Murphy. Next up, Eddie Murphy is apparently, so this is from TMZ, this is all kind of slightly...
I'm glad you're doing this story, because I saw it too.
Yeah, like slightly speculative at this point. But apparently, Eddie Murphy's looking to get back on stage and do some stand-up. He's in talks with Netflix.
Fuck yes.
To do a comedy special. How much might you guess Netflix would be, and again, this is speculation from TMZ, But we'll assume for now that this is, you know, at least somewhat accurate. How much would you guess Netflix would be willing to pay Eddie Murphy to do a special?
20 million.
50 million.
I was going to say 50.
Keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hold on. They gave Chappelle like 100 million, didn't they, for like four or how many specials?
They gave Chappelle 60 million for three.
So 20 million a pop.
Yep.
We're talking Eddie Murphy for one.
This is, again, you know, this is not confirmed. As far as we know at the time, this is the speculation about the payment for one special. Yeah.
For one special, and you're saying it's more than $50 million.
Yep, they've got it at $70 million right 70? Now.
70? Yep. Wow.
Yeah, so...
You know, I'd do it for $7 million.
You could hire a hell of a team of writers for that.
Yeah. I would do it for $86.
True. That's true, Eddie. If you're watching... you're getting paid $70 million. We'd take $100,000. I think that's fair, right? Vinny? So you would take $100,000.
I would take $50. I would say this. This is very interesting to me because I've been thinking recently, very recently, in the last few months, about Eddie Murphy's legacy and his stand up. His stand up does not hold up.
Mm-mm. Does not?
No.
Okay.
No.
I've not seen. Well, I mean, I've not like gone back to. You know, see it's, the old stuff.
You know,
recently.
Ross,
how would you
dated,
say it doesn't
it's
hold
dated
up?
Extremely.
It's extremely dated, and it's pretty homophobic.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
It's very homophobic. That, yeah. And that kind of stuff, like, it was a big part of the act. I'm trying to remember which special is on Netflix right now, but I was sitting in my living room, my wife Jessica was sitting there, and I said, holy shit, they got some Eddie Murphy stand-up. You want to see some Eddie Murphy? You ever seen his stand-up? She's like, no, I haven't. So I put it on, and within 5 minutes, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to watch this with her.
Wow.
It was probably delirious because he goes right into it.
I think it was delirious.
He goes right into it.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, wow.
So you're saying you think he might want to get back on stage to erase that memory from people's minds?
If I were him, I would.
Yeah.
But you know, the other thing about it is his stand-up was so long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking the 80s. And
yeah, when was the last one? It was like 86?
86,
85? Why don't you parrot each other? That's pretty good. I've got like doofuses and stereo.
86?
Maybe. All I'm saying though is...
86 though?
Put a gun in my mouth.
Ever since we put the bricks up, it just echoes in here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that maybe that would be part of it.
Yeah.
If I was in
that's
his
not,
shoes.
That's
the money
not an unreasonable
is amazing.
Yeah.
Hypothesis, yeah.
Do you think that somebody who's not done stand-up since 1986 is likely to still be good at stand-up?
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy.
He better have written something.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy is a performer. Eddie Murphy.
But there's a difference between like doing a stage thing and doing a, you know, because he's done some stuff. He did the, didn't he do like that Saturday Night Live anniversary where he was a little weird and like
a little weird. He didn't do anything except say, "Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here." Yeah,
because he refused to do everything they asked him to do.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just there's sort of a difference between like doing a scripted movie or something like that versus getting on stage and acting, engaging with an audience. If you haven't done that in 30 years,
yeah, but it's, it's Eddie Murphy. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay,
yeah, I mean,
I'm not,
and I'll watch it absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, he's gonna have really good writers.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna have writers. I just don't necessarily see him sitting down and writing an hour's worth of stand-up material because I doubt he's gonna go workshop it.
Right.
I think it's gonna be like, okay, lights, camera, action.
You don't think Eddie Murphy's gonna show up at the Comedy Cellar?
Listen, man, I hate to say this because I really was a big fan of Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not. His SNL stuff, still some of my all-time favorite. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a goddamn teleprompter when they film this thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's not going to, like Ross said, he's not going to go work it out.
And that's a terrible thing to say. Yeah. And I don't know Eddie Murphy from anything. It's just what my gut is telling me.
Well, it's hard to know, too. I mean, because if you're at that level of Eddie, you know, Eddie Murphy doesn't, I'm sure, does not have to, I don't know how he spends his money or whatever, but I'm sure he doesn't have to do anything for the rest of his life. He's going to be remembered. He's going to be a name forever.
He's not a good movie in like 10 years.
Well, there's that. But I mean, he's still like, When it all settles out, you're still Eddie Murphy's still going to be people are still going to be talking about Eddie Murphy, you know, for forever.
The last movie he did that I remember him that he even did was Dreamgirls, wasn't it? And didn't he get like critical acclaim for that?
Yeah.
No, but then he did like that 1,000 words. It took like 4 years to get out, and like he's been panned for like the last so often.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he did Norbit.
I liked Norbit.
He did that Mr. Church that was pretty well received though.
I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know that he, does he have that fire to do an amazing, you know, groundbreaking stand-up show? I don't know.
He was doing reggae. He was a reggae artist.
Here's hoping.
Well, maybe he'll just do his reggae. Anyway, so Eddie Murphy, presumably, we'll see coming to Netflix at some point in the future.
Best.
Yep. Finally, the Emmy nominations came out. There was a ton of stuff, and I don't want to go through it. I started to sort of go through everything, but there's a ton of comedy things, comedy names that got nominations. It actually seemed like a really strong strong set of contenders this year. But the couple big ones that I wanted to throw out were Wanda Sykes got a nomination for Outstanding Writing for a Variety Special, an Outstanding Variety Special. So multiple nominations for that. And the other big one, and this was kind of a surprise to a lot of people, not because of the show, just because it's a hard category to break into, but Nicole Byer got a nomination in the category of Outstanding Competition Program. So our guest from just last week.
Congratulations
so I think that,
to her.
Added a little fire to her thing. Yeah,
It's
that particular category from what I was reading about and what I've noticed in the past too is like it tends to be like the same shows get nominated over and over again, So it's like The Amazing Race. It's, you know, Project Runway. And they get nominated year after year after year. And then a couple years ago, RuPaul's Drag Race got in there. And then that's been sort of the reigning one. So I guess Project Way got kicked out to make room for Nailed It. So
congratulations, Nicole.
Congratulations, Nicole.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's our show this week. We're going to be back next week, and we're going to have 2 episodes coming out next week. Where was Cam on that?
How many episodes, Cam?
What? Two? What? Three? What?
No, just two.
Sorry.
Okay. We're going to have Pat McGann, and then we're going to do a very special episode with former Ring of Honor heavyweight champion, Mr. Dalton Castle. He'll be right here in the studio with us Friday evening. Special episode. So hopefully you'll tune in for that. Thanks for being a part of the Carlson Cast. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and we will talk to you all next week. Thank you. Good night.